the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 14th, and we have a special guest here with us today. Will you tell us, what is your first name, special guest?
Lucas.
All right, Lucas. And what grade are you in?
First.
I love first grade. Do you enjoy first grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, better than kindergarten or no?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. It is pretty much better than kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Presents. Got Jesus' birthday and cookies.
Ooh, do you have a favorite kind of cookie?
I like the Christmas tree ones, and I do Christmas on the day early at night because I'm half German.
Oh, you're half German, so you do that like on Christmas Eve then?
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. So do you get to eat those Christmas cookies then?
Yeah,
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I can see that your mouth can almost taste them right now. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So, Mr. Lucas, tell me, what is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
The Gate.
Yes. So he is called The Gate, right? And yeah. What does this name mean? Why would we go around calling someone The Gate?
Because he's the gate of the sheep.
Yep. He's the gate of the sheep. Okay. And so we call Jesus the gate. He's the gate of the sheep. We kind of sometimes refer to ourselves as the sheep, right? Mm-hmm. And so he is the way. He is the entrance. He's the way we get in to know God, right? And he's the way we get in to be able to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember learning it all this summer about the tabernacle and how we talked about there was a big gate on that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that had a one way of getting into the tabernacle, right? One way of worshiping God, one way of being able to participate in that. That's pretty similar to Jesus. He's the gate, the one way to be able to get in.
The gate.
The gate.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Mr. Lucas, where is this name referenced? Where in the Bible?
John.
Okay. John what?
10:17.
I like it. Can you read that for me?
Therefore, Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep."
Yes, I am the gate of the sheep. So he's talking about himself there, right? Yeah. So no one else is calling him this name. He's introducing himself to people, right? He's telling them about who he is. And he's like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm the gate of the sheep." Do you think people thought that was strange when he came up to them and he was teaching and he introduced himself as the gate?
Yeah. That should be pretty strange.
That would be pretty strange. Would it make them wonder what he was talking about?
Yeah. Wonder. Yeah.
Can you tell us a story from the scriptures that shows how this name of Jesus is true, or maybe why he has this name?
Because the sheep enter him.
And who's the sheep in that kind of situation? Are we talking about real sheep with like wool, or what are we talking about?
Us.
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 Us. We are the sheep, right? Yeah.
Us.
At our Christmas pageant this year, which already happened on December 5th, a lot of the little kids are going to dress up like sheep, and I have high hopes they're going to be pretty cute.
Yeah.
Still not even talking about what it is to have sheep in sheep costumes, right? He's talking about us and the people he loves, and he's talking about us, right, as the people he's protecting and providing for. So can you tell me about a time in your life or a time in your family when you have seen that Jesus is the gate, that he's the only way?
Like when I asked him into my heart, like I went through him and I'm safe.
That is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
What does he save you from?
The devil.
Mm-hmm. What does he save you from after you die?
Hell.
Yeah. So one of the things I think that's super important, right, is that we see that he is the gate. Uh-huh. He is the only way that we get to enter into a relationship with God. As you just said, he is the only way that we are saved. So does that mean that there's lots of different gates and we can believe in anyone in order to be saved?
No way. No.
So how many gates are there then?
21, 1, 1, 1.
That's exactly correct. There is only 21, 1, 1, 1, 1. All right. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he cares for us.
How do you see that in your life?
He cares about us when we get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Do you get hurt a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a good amount of energy, right? And sometimes with a good amount of energy, we just end up getting hurt a lot. That's super true. All right. I'm going to go ahead and read our Advent passage for today, which is John 7. No,
10, 7.
Thank you. Which is John 10, verses 7 through verse 10. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Lucas, can you close us in prayer for today?
Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day and thank you for this podcast. Amen.
Amen. Can you wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Lucas, I feel like you've been waiting your whole life to talk into a microphone. Is that true?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.